We're back on the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening this week. You know, for sports fans, the week after the Super Bowl usually is kind of a holiday, right? Football is over, and the playoff races for basketball and hockey still just weeks away, and pitchers or catchers are not due for baseball spring training until next week. But this post-Super Bowl week, at least here in South Florida, has seen the Miami Heat stretch its winning streak to 12, and Forbes on Thursday reported that the Miami Marlins owner, Jeffrey Loria, has a handshake deal to sell the baseball team. John Devine is the assistant sports editor at our partner, the Miami Herald, with us from our studios inside the Herald at in Doral. John, first of all, for the Marlins, what do we know here on this Friday afternoon?
Well, what we know is we don't know much, actually.
Right.
What we have rumored is we know we are past the point when they originally built the stadium that he can sell without much penalty. So this is a pretty good window. We also know that the farm system, where a lot of people invest a lot of money, is pretty bare right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a lot of resources are being poured in for the Major League component, so it's attractive to sell.
Now, has Major League Baseball been notified that the team is for sale?
Major League Baseball put out a tweet yesterday that they have not been notified, and nothing can really happen until they do.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, it's a tweet. How far these talks are going. We know that the All-Star Game is coming to town in July, and he would really, really like to host that All-Star Game.
He'd like to be the owner during
exactly.
the game. Yeah, right. Potential buyers right now. The rumors are the Associated Press and others reporting that it's a real estate interest in New York.
It's a real estate interest in New York. This morning we put out that it could be Joshua Kushner, who's Ivanka's brother-in-law.
Right, right.
The original one was considered Charles Kushner, who, as you know,
the father of the president's special advisor.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that was the original one. Now we're hearing that it's Joshua, and Joshua also tried to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2012.
That was a deal that went to a consortium that included Magic Johnson, right?
Correct, and that was for more than $2 billion.
All right, let's change sports to the Heat here, because the Heat are red hot, 12 in a row, going for 13 tonight, this Friday night. Longest winning streak for a team with a losing record. Are we just looking for a rose here in what's been a difficult season?
Well, it depends on which way you want to look at it, because if you're looking at long term, then you say, is this really helping the franchise? They have a first-round pick this year. If they lost out, if they had a really bad season, they would get a higher pick.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of pieces that could be valuable.
But what about the makeup of the culture of the Heat that has helped cultivate this with no superstars, this winning streak here in, what, the back third of the season maybe?
Well, they're providing a culture that, look, if you play for the Heat, we will help you get better. They focus on player development. People such as Hassan Whiteside have come from the developmental league,
mm-hmm.
and their team's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okara White, who they decided to keep instead of a very high draft pick named Derek Williams. They have focused on player development, and their players do get better. And I think what it does is it sets up to have complementary players around until they can lure that next great superstar.
Finally, how about the impact on the fan base for the Heat that obviously has been looking for a reason for positivity after the big three left over the last, well, two of them left, and then one of them, of course, was not welcome back.
Well, the interest is high. Well, we'll really find out Monday, because they play the Nets tonight and they play Philadelphia tomorrow on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so conceivably they could get up to 14.
Okay.
If they win both of those and then they come home Monday against the Magic, another team with a lousy record, let's say they come back Monday, it would really be interesting to see what level of excitement you have.
Proof will be in the ticket stubs at that
exactly.
point. Exactly. John Devine, assistant sports editor at the Miami Herald. Thanks, John. Great to have you on the program.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Finally, on the roundup this week, you know, it's never too early to talk about the next big election. Florida, it's the governor's race less than 2 years away. Now, John Morgan is one of the names that's been floated as a possible Democrat considering the race. He's best known for leading the charge to get medical marijuana in the Florida Constitution. He also runs a big personal injury law firm and has represented a woman who's suing a Tallahassee restaurant after falling off a statue of a donkey. On the Republican side, the Sun Sentinel reported this week that Ron Bergeron is thinking about running for governor. He's in real estate, construction, a host of other businesses. You probably recognize the name from the rodeo grounds that bear his name. And Davey. He's also known to wrestle alligators. So 4 years ago, it was governor versus governor here in Florida. Next time, it could be donkey prosecutor versus alligator cowboy. Ain't Florida politics fun? That is the Florida Roundup this week. Thanks for listening. It's produced by Bridget O'Brien this week and Alicia Zuckerman. Our engagement editor is Katie Lepre. Our news director is Terrence Shepard. Program director at WLRN is Peter Meritz. Our technical supervisor, as always, Jason Sapka. Thank you so much, sir. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks, everybody, for listening, calling, tweeting. Have a great and safe weekend.